So let's have a look at an example of loading data with Polybase. So we'll choose one example here and we'll go back to Management Studio. And within Management Studio, we are going to we're going to delete the dates table. So that dates table is now dropped. And to use Polybase, the end game is we're going to take the data that basically mimics what's in the on-prem here, but effectively what we've got is, instead of addressing a table of that data, imagine we've had a sys process that has created a file of those dates. And that goes back to my recommendation of refactoring your sys packages to take advantage of Polybase. So rather than, you know, I'm going to show you how I've done that. So you should know how to export data out of sys into a text file. And basically within that, what we've got is in here, we've ended up with dimdates2.txt, and this is the data. So imagine that a sys package has taken that from your on-prem SQL server and just dumped it out. Now, within the portal, what we're going to do is, rather than create a full Hadoop cluster, I'm going to check what storage accounts we've got. Okay, so we've got no storage accounts at all. So I'm going to create a storage account. So I'll click on plus to add new. This will bring up the services category blade. And what I'm going to do is just type out storage account. Click on storage account here. And then from within here, I'm going to create an Azure blob storage account. And think about this. Imagine you've got a Hadoop cluster. Your Hadoop cluster will automatically provision these storage accounts underneath the hood. So from this case, what we're doing is we're bypassing the full Hadoop cluster because it'll take too long to create. And we're just going to create a storage account, and it's designed to mimic data that you've got in a Hadoop cluster. So what we're going to do is we're going to define the name of the storage account first, CTO storage account. And we've got the deployment model that we'll use as resource manager, and we're going to set it as blob storage. We'll leave the performance the same. We'll set the redundancy to local redundant storage. We'll leave the access tier the same, the storage service encryption the same. And what we'll do is we'll assign it to a resource group that I created for the purpose of these videos. And we are going to choose CTO ADS PrepRG stored in North Europe. There are other videos out there for storage account management, so I'll leave it at this point. What we'll do is click on create. This is going to validate the configuration that I've set, and it's going to create a storage account for me. The deployment has started. We'll just wait for that to complete. So the deployment has been completed. So what we're going to do now is go to all resources and do a search for the storage account that I've literally just created. And there is the storage account. So we'll click on the storage account. Now what I could do is I'm going to transfer the text file into the Azure Blob Store. Before I do that though, is one of the things you can do is organize your storage accounts into containers. So I'm going to create a container within this storage account, and I'm not being I'll call it data container. And I'm going to leave the access type as private, which means I need a key to access that. So there's the data container. Choose OK, click on create. And here is the access key that I was talking about. If we click on the access key, what I'm going to do is copy the first key and then just open Notepad up. And just basically keep that key in there for use later on. So now I've got the data container within the CTO blob store. What I can then do is click on that container. And I could use AZ copy to do this if I wanted to, but I'm going to upload that date, dim date 2 file. So let's go into here and then browse to the file that we've created. And there's dim date 2.txt, and we'll upload that. The upload is completed, and as you can see here, dimdate2 is in the data container location within the CTO storage account.blob.windows.net. And I'm going to copy that as well. And I'm going to put this in my notepad document as well. So that's the prep work done. We've effectively taken a sys package and outputted the data as a text file in Azure Blob Store. Now we can use Polybase. How do we do that? Well, what we're going to do is we are going to do this in Visual Studio, and in Visual Studio I'm going to open up a file so I'm going to connect up into Visual Studio and then log in as the load user. Okay, so we've got confirmation there that we're actually in the right database. And what we're going to do now is change the database to the EquityDB, because this is where we're doing the loading. So we've now changed the context of that. Now, the first two steps we're going to do is a one-off operation, the first time you're going to be loading data. And what you've got to do is you've got to create a master key that will encrypt credentials that you'll be sending to connect to the Azure Blob Store. So the first thing we'll do is we'll create a master key and we'll execute that. So that's completed successfully. So once we've created the master key, we're then going to create a database scope credential. And this is really important. The database scope credential can have any name that you want. And there's two settings to put. The identity, which I'm really not bothered about. Really not bothered about the identity at all. You can call it whatever you want. What I am bothered about is the secret. And the secret is essentially the access key for the Azure Blob Store. So if I go back to my Notepad document, and within the Notepad document, we grab and copy that key, we can paste it in here, and this is how it's going to use the database scope credential called Azure Storage Credential, and it'll take that key and present that key to the Azure Blob Store. So let's execute that. That's completed successfully. So those first two steps, I've got nothing to do with Polybase. It's setting up the security for providing access, and they're one-off operations essentially. So now we create the supporting objects for Polybase. We've got an external data source called Azure Storage with the type Hadoop. But as you've seen, I've not created a Hadoop cluster. We very specifically put the location as Windows Azure Blob Storage, data container, at ctostorageaccount.blob.co.windows.net. And that is what I've literally just created in front of you. Notice the credential is the Azure storage credential that we have quite literally just created right here. Let's highlight that code and execute it. The command completes successfully. Now we've got the data source, we're now going to create the file format. And I opened up the file and it was the date information. So we're creating the external file format, text file, with the format type of the limited text and the format option. And we're just specifying a field terminator here. Let's execute that. So now we've got the supporting objects for the data source, and that data source is pointing to a credential, and we've got the external file format. Now we can actually import the data using Polybase, and we do this by using a CTAS statement, or a CETAS statement. A CTAS statement is create table as select, a CTAS statement is create external table as select. And what you'll notice here is that we've got a standard create table statement, but it's got external in it with the columns, the data types, and the nullability. But within the with clause, we start making reference to the Polybase objects. So location is the root of the path that we've defined. The data source is Azure storage, and the file format is text. So these refer to text file, and it refers to Azure storage, and Azure storage, as we know, refers to Azure storage credential, which is up here. So there's a dependencies on a number of items here. Now what this will do is, if we run all that code, it will create the external table, which is a metadata table. So let's execute that. That's completed successfully. So what we can do now is we could run a query against that. But bear in mind that the external metadata table is a metadata table. The actual data that it's querying is in the underlying text file. So 2192. We can then select all the columns if we wanted to. So we've got the full raft of T-SQL at our disposal here. But the important thing that we're trying to do is, we're going to create a table, and we're doing this with a CTAS statement, okay? So basically we're creating a table here, as select, and that table will be called DBODates. And if you saw the second video in this presentation, we talked about indexing and distribution. So we'll do that, execute that. That command was completed successfully. What that means is we've done a select of that external table that we created earlier called dimdate2external, and dimdate2external we've literally just created here. But it's going ahead and creating a table called dimdate, and using the table definition of dimdate2external to do it. So if you saw video 2, you know the very first thing you should do once you load is create statistics on the data where you feel is appropriate. So we'll just do that, create those statistic objects. Those have been created, and we'll go back into Management Studio, where we will go to the data warehouse, we will refresh the tables and query the dates table, and we have successfully used Polybase to load data in this table. So this is something that you might do for initial loads, as an example.